Centers designed to help those with addictions say where they once saw a number of 100 people in need of their help a month 5 years ago, they now see 700. It's become so bad, in fact, some public health advocates on Long Island call it a crisis. Dr. Jeffrey Reynolds with the Long Island Council for Alcoholism and Drug Dependence says in his 24 years in public health, he has never seen drug addiction numbers this bad.
If you look at the overdose statistics on Long Island, they've continued to climb. At this point on Long Island, we lose about one person per day to a fatal overdose.
And while today's focus is on Philip Seymour Hoffman, the actor, according to national CDC statistics, was probably one of 100 people nationwide who died of a fatal overdose just yesterday.
This is happening day in and day out. I think, you know, celebrities help raise the profile of the issue and help galvanize our attention. And it's probably the stigma that keeps Long Island's families who are struggling from telling the story time and time again.
Another concern in recent years, tainted heroin. More of it out in the drug market, and obviously this is multiplying the risks associated with the drug's use. I'm Narmeen Chaudhary, PIX 11 News.
Really sad. I was really surprised by those numbers when we found that out today.
Yeah.